Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. Deborah, Dr. D, Dr. Deb. Today, I want to talk about rewriting marriage. Do we know what we're doing? Well, you know the statistics. I've been talking about it. You hear about it all the time. It's over 50% divorce rate. And so I've been questioning this idea for the past, well, I guess, 7 years or so. That's interesting, given the 7-year itch idea. Yes, about that long, because what I discovered as a married person, how difficult it is. And then, of course, I look at the statistics and I say, okay, well, I'm not the only one trying to make this thing work. So I thought I'd bring it to our attention that there's a possibility that the shoe doesn't fit anymore. I started writing an article called Deinstitutionalizing and Deconstructing Marriage, and my whole premise of that article was to invite people to start thinking about how the frame, the mold does not work anymore, how we are trying to fit ourselves inside the framework of an institution that doesn't fit our lives. There are some experts that, you know, I think Stephanie Cohn, COONTZ, is an expert in marital history and the whole thing. And she said it has never been the way we conceived it, that even back in the good old days, marriage was not all this great thing that we make it out to be, that it was always a economical convenience that people engaged in because it just made sense. That was a time when women didn't work. So it made sense that men did all the work and that the little woman stayed at home. And when she was at home, she was having children and that whole bit. But a lot of that has changed. And what family looks like today has changed. And so how then do we begin to rethink and talk about marriage and engage in marriage in a way that fit our lives now? We have the internet. We have global communities. We have, of course, television has been around a while, but still we have we live in a different society. And so my question is, how is it then that we continue to try to make ourselves live in a way that our parents tried to live and it didn't work, and their parents tried to live and it didn't work. And yeah, never mind the increased divorce rate. I can just think about the black community specifically. In the 50s, we had like 12% divorce rate. Now it's over 53, 54, 55%. So what has changed? What has changed? And if we look at our families, we can see that we still have certain kinds of struggles, but then there are struggles that we don't have anymore. And then that begs the question about whether marriage is dependent on a certain kind of struggle, in this case, financial struggle. But I'm just wondering. And now, you know, I did this radio show a few weeks ago about gays and why they want to be married. So why is it? What is this big deal about keeping the way it is? You know, I have children who are marital age now, and I'm trying to talk them both. I have a son and a daughter, trying to talk them both into not doing a big wedding thing. If doing that, unless you are in a position to do that, you go into your marriage in debt. And money, traditionally, historically, is one of the big reasons why people get divorces. All right, so I'm inviting you again. I invite you every week whenever you want to call in. You can call in and at 657-383-1387. If you want to make a comment or you disagree with something that I'm saying, I'm okay with that because I'm just trying to figure it out, and I'm trying to get us to figure it out. One thing I struggle with is, of course, the insanity of doing the same thing over and over, and it's not working. But in every May, every June, every July, and sometimes through the summer, people they set these dates and they get married and they spend all this money on tuxes and dresses and shoes and flowers and doves and birdseeds and everything you preach, everything that goes with that. You know, if you're doing it outside on the beach, you still have to drive down there and bring all your people and all that. So there's always this big celebratory event that we do around marriage, and there is not enough discussion about exactly what it is you are doing and why you are doing it. Why you're doing it. I've recently been thinking about the number of shotgun weddings. If you know what that is the girl is pregnant before they get, so they try to get married real quickly so it doesn't look like she was pregnant before they got married. And it was occurred to me that that's probably one of the reasons why people got married so early back in the day is because they were trying to either beat the baby from being born or they were trying to avoid that altogether. So just go ahead and get married, then we don't have to worry about you getting pregnant and disgracing the family. So then there is this forced relationship that people get into. And, of course, people think mature, people get married, and people who don't get married are immature and selfish. Just all of these ideas, all of these pressures, all of these judgments around what happens when a person does or does not get married. Now, the other thing I thought about as I was about to log into the show was that we make 50% divorce rate sound like it's a bad thing because we have contrived this idea that 50% of something is not good enough. Excuse me, I say in one of my posts that 50% is failing. That's an F. But when you think about that, everybody, that's your idea. That is somebody's idea of what is good enough. So maybe 50-something percent of people that are still married, 48% of people that are still married, then that's not a bad thing. Because think about the people who are in relationships that they really wish they hadn't gotten into and then want the brave ones to get out, and they don't care what y'all think. They become sad, they okay, become statistics as long as they are not in that relationship anymore. So maybe 50 is not a bad thing. So I'm talking about rewriting. So when I talk about rewriting, I'm talking about the whole thing. What does it mean to stay married? What does it mean to get married? What does it mean to be married? These are ideas that somebody somewhere at some point made up, and they threw God in there to make, you know, people think that it really was something they had to do, and they disappointed God if they don't do it or they get out of it, whatever. But it is time. In the time that we're living in, it is time for us to make it work for us. Now, I know to some of you people who are all into what that means, wherever your faith tradition is or your own personal tradition is, who decided that that was wrong? See, I'm just questioning everything and everybody because I think if we do not start questioning things, and we keep going along with things that do not make sense, nothing is going to change. You know, I was looking at the statistics of the number of single-parent homes. What is wrong with that if it's a healthy home? If he is taking care of the children and being healthy in his relationship with his children, if she is being a great mother, taking care of her kids and doing what that takes to stay healthy and keep herself healthy and keep the kids healthy. What is wrong with that? So alternative ways of being in these relationships is what we need to start inviting. We need to start accepting and allowing and making room for that. And let me just say to those of you who are in single parent homes or who have been divorced more than once or three or four times, whatever your marital situation is, You do what works for you. You do what is best for you. Because trying to please us is not going to work. It is clearly not working. So let me just applaud those who decide not to get married. Let me applaud those who are making it work. And I mean really work. All right? I love to see relationships that work under whatever circumstances they are put together, living together, married, not married, whatever. Relationships are important. Making them work is even more important. So hear me saying that. I do not care whether you stay married or never get married as long as you're doing what you want to do. And you're not doing it because the rest of us got something to say about what you do. Now, I know that's hard because we live in a world with people. But if we be honest about the people we are, most of the time, things that they do to you, toward you, has nothing to do with you. So with that said, if you want to be happy in your relationship, then you need to start making your own rules about how that works. In your house, I'm not suggesting that you go, you know, down the street to the church and burn it or tell the preacher off or tell people, pass out flyers and tell people not to do that. No, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you and your house. I'm talking about you and your relationship. Bold, be brave, be smart, intelligent. If you're going to get married, sit down with your person. You need to probably sit down with somebody like me. I'm a family therapist. And talk through what in the world you're about to do, because what you see on television and what you saw at home ain't necessarily it. What you see on television, we know, ain't it. And what you see at home, more than likely, it's not it either. Use correct grammar that time. So, rewriting marriage simply means sitting down with the person that you want to be in relationship with and deciding what kind of relationship is going to work for you, for both of you, and why you're doing it. Until next time, consider this. Getting married is a big deal because you are putting your life in somebody else's hands, quite honestly. You fall asleep with that person right next to you. That's how y'all work it. That person cooks for you, you cook for them. So you're putting your life in somebody else's hands. And you're saying, I'm going to trust you with this. Don't you think that is a relationship? Don't you think that is a contract? Don't you think that is an agreement worth negotiating before you do it? I think so. And the reason why I think so is because everybody, I think, want family. We've all come to embrace that and love that and what it means. And so shouldn't you have the right? Shouldn't you have the freedom? Yes, that's my word. Shouldn't you have the freedom to decide how you want to do that? So my invitation to you is that you find the nearest systemic, remember that word, systemic family therapist. Have a conversation, at least 6 weeks of conversation. If you need more, take it. About what you are about to do if you are going to get married. And if you are already married and it is not working like you thought it was going to work, you want to talk about whether you can make it work at this point, or you want to talk about how you can rearrange it so that it will work. And that might mean forsaking it. That might mean leaving it. It might mean you're doing something totally different than staying in a relationship that's not working. It's been On the Real with Dr. D. I'm Dr. Deborah. Until next time, you already know.